Simple.
Happy Friday Eve, Mr. Joyner.
Yeah, Friday Eve.
Yes, sir.
J. Anthony Brown.
What's going on, everybody?
From New York City, Sherry Shepherd.
Hey, family.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, Sherry?
I'm a little bit of a state. I don't know what I'm going to do.
A state.
I'm in a little bit of a state.
What do you mean? You don't know what you want to do?
I'm flummoxed right now.
You're flummoxed?
I met a man.
You're in a state of flummox?
I met a man.
All right.
Da-na-na-na-na.
That's a good start.
Sybil, I'm telling you, and I know y'all say you got to do better at picking men, Sherry, but this
No judgment. No judgment.
No, well, maybe the judge said that. Okay, but no. Literally, I think I found him. Met him. I met him about 2 months ago because we've been texting and kind of and talking. And he's a supervisor at a major airline. And when I met him, very handsome. Yeah. And I asked him all the questions. Great credit score. He has his own house, his own car. He doesn't want to be in the business. A lot of people were answering to him. He gets me on first class trips. He can fly everywhere. Yes. And he asked
What's
for
the
my
problem?
Phone.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we've
been going back and
perfect.
Forth. And he cooks. He's a cook.
And cook.
He just invited me to his family's house. He's going to cook New Orleans style. So I told all my girlfriends. I let them know. And they wanted to see a picture of him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's a little younger than me. So I thought about 35. And I sent a picture to my girlfriends. And they said, when did this baby graduate high school? Yeah, Sybil. And so I asked him. He's 28.
Good.
Now, you're in your 40s.
Yes, proudly. I bear every stretch mark proudly.
Age ain't nothing but a number.
Age ain't nothing but a number. I feel the best that I've ever felt in my life. But 28, all my girlfriends immediately started making fun of me.
Oh, see, that's not right.
And somebody made a comment that my uterus was older than him. That hurt me so badly. Now I don't want to go to his family's house. I don't want all the women snickering at me going, who's that old lady you bringing?
You don't need to go to the family house. Why do you need to go there?
Well, he invited her to his family to the family event.
Okay, well, you know, hey.
But it's hard to even
talk
to him
now. You can have a
time. Because somebody invites you somewhere, I mean, you have to go. You got stuff to do. You can't go.
I know, but
yeah, listen to how the dudes think here.
I know, Sybil. No, because this is really important. Because when you go to a family's house, that you go with the other women. And I don't want the other young girls looking at me like, I don't want that. What if I fall asleep on the couch? Then they're going to be like, see, you done got this one right here. And it ain't because I'm old. It's because the macaroni and cheese that made my blood sugar go crazy. So now telling people, oh, I'm diabetic. Oh, then you got the old people disease. That's the problem. I mean, now I see
the problem. You don't want to go to a man's house and fall asleep on the couch after he cooks you some nice macaroni
and cheese.
Because
then, you know, if I'm with y'all like, oh, it's the macaroni and cheese. But look, they going to be like, oh, what is this? And then the women going to look at me funny because as soon as he leaves, you know, they're going to be nice to me in front of him. But as soon as he leaves to go to the bathroom, then his mama's going to be like, I went to school with you. We was in English class. What you want with my son?
All that comes with the young. Don't worry about that. You're going to get up.
Oh, come on.
Enjoy yourself.
So, Sherry, have you had the age discussion with him?
Yeah. Not yet, but like I texted him yesterday. I said, what you doing? He said, I'm cooking with my dad. And I'm like, oh, I should be cooking with your dad. Freaking you. Now I'm self-conscious. Yeah.
Sherry, have you ever dated the young before? Have you ever dated young?
Never. I've always dated.
Now, I remember having an episode on your TV show about that.
When he was younger.
When he was
that
younger.
That was TV, though, Sybil.
Yeah, that's a script.
That's a script.
But Tom says what happens on TV reflects real
it's
life.
Real. That's right.
Well, it is real.
This is the first time. But I'm very self. I mean, 28.
Has he hit
just,
it yet? You let him hit it yet?
I am a good Christian
quiet?
Girl.
He got real quiet.
Jay,
real
no.
Quiet.
No. Yeah. I go to we go to church.
I'll mark
first,
that down. Right? That's okay. Go ahead.
No,
next
she
question.
Did not. No, she
no, I did not, Jay. I
next question, prosecutor. What else you need to know?
No,
before I rule on this.
I just, you know, it just now I'm a little bit uncomfortable because now every time when we're together,
Sherry,
women look at me funny.
Can I say something, Sherry?
Yes.
You don't want a man that can fly anywhere at any time. You don't want They'll show up uninvited.
They just show up.
Because as one who has dated a woman who can fly anywhere.
It is not a good thing, Sherry. Trust
Sherry.
Me. You say, I'm going to Essence. And they'll say, well, I'm going too. And you go, well, I didn't invite you. You weren't invited. But they'll show
you
up
remember,
anyway.
You remember that George Clooney movie? Right. Where he flew in the skies and he showed up at lady's house.
Yes,
and she's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
No. I just feel like when we walk down the street now I feel I'm paranoid, and I feel like women are looking at me like, what are you doing with that baby?
So what?
I know, but yeah. 28.
That comes with dating the young, Sherry.
You get all that with dating the young.
And here's the other thing. You're not talking marriage. You're just dating.
I think it's a little soon to be talking about.
I know, but here's the thing. You're just dating him. Just keep that in mind. You're not taking him home to meet your son. You are just dating.
So, Sybil, that princess cut ring that I looked at.
Okay, never mind. Okay. All right. I'm going to.
I saw the cutest princess cut diamond.
Buy it for yourself.
Okay, get it for myself. That's what I project too much in the future.
Yeah.
And that's my, because it literally, my one-night stands last 5 years too long. Okay. Yeah. All right, so I got to stop that.
This might be just Mr. In-Between.
A Mr. In-Between, 28, though.
And that's why he's a Mr. In-Between.
Okay, that's rational.
That's what you want, a Mr. In-Between. You know,
right now, you want a Mr. In-Between. You don't want a Mr., you don't want one between Mr. Wrong and Mr. Hopeful to be right, you know?
So I just need something to do right now.
Let me just say that... I approve. I think it's all right. First of all, that's why we have the age cap.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is under the age cap.
That's
just
right.
Like
because
the NFL and the NBA, they have salary caps. The salary cap is necessary in professional ball. And when it comes to dating, age cap
is ridiculous.
Is very important.
But
and you
Tom,
know what the cap is.
What if we go to a club and, like, he wants to go to a hip-hop club? You know, the first thing I look for, Sybil, is a bathroom, a chair and a bathroom. And we go to a club, and I'm sitting there, and I just, like, nod off. And then they, like, is that your old lady? They really mean, like, is that your old lady?
You're projecting a lot of the negative.
And am I projecting too much?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you are. You are. You're under the age cap. You're under the age cap at 28, and the age cap is the combined ages in bed are under 100, and you are under 100 with this 28-year-old. So that's all you need.
Mother's mad at me because I don't want no 28-year-old dating a older woman dating Jeffrey if he's 28.
You haven't gotten
there
yet. Jeffrey is 9 years old.
I know. I'm so sorry. I just need a therapist.
Slow down. Enjoy the moment, Sherry. Enjoy the moment.
Somebody texted in, Sherry said, Stella, get your groove back.
Yes!
Yes! Come on now.
Yes!
Come on, Stella.
All right, don't laugh if I introduce y'all to him. Can I bring him to a function? Or is that not? You're not supposed to.
Bring him to my house.
Yeah. He wears his baseball cap turned backwards when he's like not in his airline uniform.
That comes with the age cap.
Got that.
Yeah, that comes with the young.
All right, I'm gonna
bring it. It's fine, Sherry. Okay.
Thank you.
I rule it's fine. Sybil, how do you rule?
I say it's fine, just have the talk.
He may not know I'm my age.
Well,
yeah,
that's what Google is for.
And believe me, he's
28. He's Google. He knows all.
He knows everything.
He knows. And player, how do you rule?
I say you should have been hit it by now. I don't know what you're waiting on, girl.